It is good to see everyone today, and we want to praise God for this Sunday before Thanksgiving. I'm going to be reading out of Psalm 30 for a few moments, and then we're going to have some folks sing today. Miss Betty's going to sing, and then Richard's going to sing. But I want to share with you just a couple of verses about gratitude and expressing gratitude. And in Psalm 30, verse 1, the scripture says, "I will extol you, O Lord. I will lift your name up, Lord. I'm going to tell other folks about you, Lord. I'm going to brag about you, O Lord. For you have lifted me up, and you have not allowed any enemy in this life to utterly defeat me. Whatever has come against me, O Lord my God, I cried unto you, and you have healed me." Isn't that a wonderful thing to say? Lord, you have healed me. Would you say that with me? You have healed me. And you say, "Well, Brother Leo, what if I haven't been healed yet?" Say it anyway, because I'm going to tell you something. In His eyes, He's already healed you. Because I'm going to get a glorified body one day, and I'm healed, man. I'm already there. You have healed me. I'm going to tell you something. You get up tomorrow morning, you're not feeling good, you can say two things. You can say, "Man, I sure don't feel good. I feel sick." Or you can say, "Lord, you have healed me." Now, which one going to make you feel better? Gratitude. "Oh, Lord, you have brought my soul out from the grave. I am not going to die. You have kept me alive. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His. Sing and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness and all the things that He does. For His chastisement endures but a moment, but in His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Thank you, Lord, for the morning. That word favor in the Hebrew means to take pleasure in doing a kindness for someone. It pleases Him to do favors for you and I. "In my prosperity, I said, I will never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain to stand strong. You hid your face. I went through affliction. I was troubled, but it made me cry unto you. And unto you, O Lord, I made my supplication." Verse 10, "Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, always be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing, and you have put off my sackcloth, and you have girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I am going to give thanks unto you today. I'm going to give thanks unto you tomorrow, and I'm going to give thanks unto you forever. Praise Jesus." Miss, what a message in song. We just praise Jesus. The psalmist tells us in Psalm 34, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Not complaints, but His praise. "My soul shall make her boast only in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, won't you magnify the Lord with me? Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears." Verse 6, "This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or woman that truly will learn to trust in God." I mean, in every area of your life. "Oh, fear, reverence, and respect the Lord, ye saints. For when you do that, there will be no want or no lack to them that revere the Lord. Even the young lions are going to go hungry sometimes. But those that seek the Lord will never lack any good thing." We have a reason to say thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, Brother Richard. In Psalm 95, the psalmist tells us, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful song to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Psalm 100 says, it is God who has made me and not me myself. I want to praise God when I look at the mountains, when I look at the ocean, when I look in the woods and all the beauty, all the order, all the wonder he made me to. And I'm the crowning achievement. Man is his crowning achievement. What a wonderful thing. It says, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. So, you know, not only has he given me life as my shepherd, he has given me provision and protection. And I want to praise God that he will be my shepherd even unto death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, and his rod and his staff will comfort me. His rod will keep death away from me, judgment, hell, and his staff will lead me right on into heaven. Isn't that wonderful? Psalm 96 says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Now say, Brother Leo, what's a new song? A new song is when you got something new to be thankful for. So I want to praise God. I got a new song today. So, Brother Leo, what's your new song today? I got up this morning. Amen. I got another new song, William. I got the health to be here. There have been mornings I have awakened in a hospital bed. So I want to praise God. I got another new song. I get to be with all of y'all. And the brothers and sisters in Christ, and to hear this singing and this praising. And to be edified and encouraged one of another. I got another new song. I know today, like yesterday and 1,000 days before, my God will never leave me. And he will never forsake me. So it says, sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth and proclaim his salvation every day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among the people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Verse 6, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give thanksgiving unto the Lord, an offering, and come into his courts. And with gratitude there will be worship. Worship the Lord in the beauty and in the holiness before him. Amen. As Brother Lehman comes forward, I want to read to you from the 36th Psalm. And if you're listening on the website, I know the message sounds different today. We're just sharing a psalm and then a song. But the psalms are songs. They're songs written unto God, written about life. And, you know, I hope you read these things out loud. I have a dear friend who is with Jesus in heaven. And when I got called to my first church in Charleston, South Carolina, his name was Richard Goodale. He worked for the federal government. He knew my dad. He was in Italy. And I'll never forget, when I first met him, I was just struck by his spirituality and his walk with God. And Richard always said that he always read the Word of God out loud. He was the best Bible teacher we had at our church training. He'd run about 70 adults every Sunday night. He's just a great teacher. And every time I read the Word of God out loud and with emotion, I think about Richard, because about four years later when I resigned, he came into my office. And he said, I just want you, he always called me Pastor. He said, Pastor, I just want you to know something. He said, I'll never forget his wife, Cindy. She called me when I was in Italy and told me we had hired a 24-year-old as our pastor. And my first thought was, how in the world is a 24-year-old punk going to be able to handle this church? And he said, I just want to tell you, I hate to see you go. But I loved Richard Goodale. Every Thanksgiving, we'd go to West Virginia with an 18-wheeler full of clothes and toys. Every Thanksgiving, we would leave Friday after Thanksgiving and go up there for the coal miners in Isaban, West Virginia. And we'd spend 3 days there. I'd preach every night. and we'd hand out stuff. People would come out of those hills. It was absolutely wonderful. And if somebody puts it on God's heart to do those kind of things now, we'd sure do it. You know, that's part of gratitude, is doing stuff for folks that don't have stuff. Psalm 36, verse 5, and Lehman already sang about it. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgment are a great deep, O Lord. Thou preserves man and beast. How excellent is your loving kindness, O God, toward us. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. You got to ask yourself that, Lord, am I trusting you? Am I trusting you with this? Am I trusting you with my job, my children, my life, this decision? Because when you do, you will be abundantly satisfied. Would you say that with me? Abundantly satisfied. That's why in Thanksgiving our cup flows over. Verse 9, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness unto them that know you, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Brother Bobby's going to come forward, and as he's coming forward, I'm going to lead you in a word of praise. I want to close out with just one more psalm, and then I'm going to ask Brother Ricky Brewer to say the blessing today. If you've been with us today on our website, I know that the message has been different, but I urge you this week as you prepare for a feast of Thanksgiving that you will take time to thank the Lord for all the blessings of life. In Psalm 40, verse 1, the psalmist says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, and He established my goings forth. He has put a new song in my mouth and new praise unto our God. Because He hath done a new thing for me. Many are going to see and hear my praise and my thanksgiving, and they're going to worship and trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust and doesn't live with pride. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done in my life. Would you just think about that for a moment? Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done in my life. And all the thoughts that you think about me, I can't even add them up, Lord, back in order unto thee. And if I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. The Lord is thinking about me. Thank you, Lord, for all the thoughts you think about me. And forgive me, Lord, if a day goes by and I don't give you a thought. Please, Lord, let me think on you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all you do and for all you think for us and about us. All the thoughts you think towards us.